This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Everything you need. My goal is to help you extend your health span, help you save money by avoiding expensive care and the risks associated with that care. I invite you to add years to your life and, more importantly, life to your years. I'll help you become your more active participant in your own health care. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and this is a health talk show where you can participate in a forum wherein you call in on our toll-free number nationwide, no matter where you're at, and ask a question about your own health or the health of somebody else you care to call into the show on behalf of. You can do that. In fact, you might want to write down this toll-free number right now, so that you have it just in case, whether you need it today or some other time, you'll have it to utilize. The number into the program for health-related questions or health-related comments, 888-553-7262, 1-888-55-DR-BOB. That's 888-553-7262. That's the number. And the website where you can access articles and information on the topic of health 24/7, 365 on my personal website. I select all the news that ends up on that site. And that website address is drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor. drbob.com. Enjoy that. Lots of fascinating and interesting articles from around the globe throughout the week posted up there. Now, we have an exciting show for you today, for sure. There's going to be something here for each and every one of you to learn about and benefit through and by. Coming up, I'm going to be getting into the conversation of whether or not cancer drugs actually work, actually do what doctors say they do. And are they based on solid science? What is science anyway? Well, everybody's throwing that word around these days, beating each other over the head with it with respect to COVID and vaccinations and mandates and masks and sheltering in place and social distancing and all that. Everybody is just hammering one another with the word science. One group has it. They say the other doesn't, and vice versa. We're going to get into some of that with respect to the big C, and I do mean cancer, the number three cause of death of man in the United States. Women and men, the third leading cause of death. The first leading cause of death, of course, is medical miscare. Number two is heart disease, followed by number three, which is cancer. And I think stroke is number four, and so forth and so on. Also during the show today, we're going to be discussing this odd situation that's come up a lot after a woman has a vaccination for COVID. She develops, and this is now not just one, but tens of thousands, maybe more women, are developing irregular menstrual cycles, monthly period cycles, having trouble. Several months ago, now I reported on two female researchers at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, and another one at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, and in Missouri, that these two female researchers had noticed that they had menstrual trouble after receiving COVID-19 shots. Well, a recent report out of the UK has emerged with a similar observation of tens of thousands of women reporting disrupted monthly menstrual cycles or periods after getting a COVID vaccine. We're going to get into that conversation because it's coming up, and it's not just, you know, menstrual cycles that are disrupted, but also some people believe that fertility is being negatively impacted as well as one of the potential adverse side effects of taking a COVID shot or COVID vaccine. We're going to be talking about that on the show today, so do not miss it. If you know anybody in your life, have somebody in your life that you care about or know that's still menstruating on a monthly basis or has her period, then this is important information, or perhaps yourself. We're also going to be discussing the fact that a doctor in Idaho, a medical doctor, is claiming and says that, and he's reporting himself an observation of 20 times increase in cancer among vaccinated people with the COVID shots. A prominent Idaho medical physician, medical doctor and scientist, has released a shocking new information about how COVID-19 vaccines are causing a massive uptick in both autoimmune diseases, and there are many of those, and cancer. His name is Dr. Cole. He revealed how he is now seeing a 2,000% increase, in chronic illness in people who took the COVID shot. You'll be able to find out what this doctor, this medical doctor, is claiming about an increase in cancer observation by him, and you'll learn more about him and why he's an expert in this area when we get to this a little bit later in the show, so don't go anywhere. And what is it about people who get COVID shots that he believes is increasing their cancer by 20 times? Also today on the show, I'm going to disclose to you the fact that there are FDA officials out of the FDA, or former FDA officials, who are claiming COVID shots lack evidence. They do. They lack evidence. And we're going to be getting into that. Two former leading scientists out of the FDA, experts, are hedging in their belief about COVID shots lacking evidence. And yet we have been told just the opposite. Safe and effective, right? We'll also be discussing here today on the Dr. Bob Martin Show an important revelation about a vitamin that's protective against severe COVID-19, which is substantially ignored by the medical profession. We'll discuss a scientific paper published in the journal Scientific Reports detailing research about the association between specific vitamin deficiency and COVID-19. This better be in your bloodstream should you ever become exposed to COVID-19, whether you're vaccinated or not. We know that vaccinated people are getting COVID-19 as well as unvaccinated. In fact, people who have been vaccinated have more viral load in their nasal pharynx cavity than the unvaccinated. That's been proven now. It's all over the news. And it's very confusing to you, the consumer. I get that. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to, of course, in the last hour of the show, hour number three, we're in hour number one right now, we'll have for you the health alternative of the week, the health outrage of the week. We've got a product recall of the week to share with you, and we'll finish up the third hour of the show with the health mystery of the week. And in between all of that, of course, we'll take your phone calls on the topic of health, any health question you may have about yourself or somebody else, or a health comment. Here's our toll-free number again, should you have one of those, 888-553-7262, 888-553-7262. Be right back.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with the groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling, organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Sprite Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
I need a miracle. Well, no matter who you are, and no matter what you've done, there will come a time when you can make it on your own. And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Pray and Lord above, I need a miracle.
I welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, host of the program. Hope you're doing well today. We have got so much great information for you today, sharing with you the message of health and wellness and self-preservation. Listen up to the entire program today, because there's going to be something here for each and every one of you, a lot of topics to gain access to. And if for some reason you have a family member, a friend, an acquaintance, or somebody you believe that can benefit by listening into this radio show and they're unable to do so for whatever reason, when the show is finished in the coming week, as of this coming Wednesday, you'll be able to access my personal website and listen to the show in the podcast library, which are recordings of this show going on right now that will be over there at drbob.com, my website. Spell out the word doctor, drbob.com. The podcast of this show will be entered into that library by Wednesday, so you can go back and listen to it all over again if you want to hear it again and jot down some notes, or simply direct other people in your life that you believe could benefit by listening to that information. It's all there, drbob.com, as well as articles from around the globe that I personally select each week. All right, now, I'm going to ask you to hold your calls for a while, because I want to get to as much of this information about the big C, cancer. I mean, we've taken, you know, such a hit with this pandemic, and the consciousness of our society and our nation has been so much focus on COVID-19 with good reason. It's a killer disease in those people who are highly susceptible to becoming very ill and dying. But we've taken our attention away from the third leading cause of death, and there are some people who are not getting the care that they need for their cancers. But I don't want to talk about that. What I want to talk about is the fact that the estimated number of new cancer cases and deaths in the most recorded information that we have, which was last year, 2020, there's going to be, and this is probably at an increase this year, and we'll know next year the stats, but it's estimated that about 1.8 million new cancer cases will be diagnosed, and around 600,000, a little over 600,000 people in the United States currently die from the big C, and I do mean cancer. There isn't a person listening to the sound of my voice that doesn't know somebody or hasn't had some direct impact by somebody contracting and dying from cancer. We know so little about this disease. But what I wanted to talk to you about today was the misconception that people have in their minds that if they do get cancer, their doctors will just take care of it. Problem. I see it on television. I see it on sitcoms where people say, yes, I've been diagnosed with cancer, so I'm just going to go in and have it taken care of. As though it's an isolated condition where you can just go in like a hangnail or a splinter and take it out, and voila, you're all back to normal and you're whole again. It's a systemic disease. Because they have faith, I believe, in the treatments that are given prototypically for cancer. We're now talking about cancer drugs. And that leads me to this. One third of cancer drugs without proven clinical benefits continue to be recommended to patients. In other words, 33% or greater, and I think that's underestimated, of the cancer drugs that are utilized or prescribed or given to patients with cancer, a third of them are without proven clinical benefits to continue to recommend them to patients. And yet we scream and holler about in the medical profession how they own the definition of science, how nobody dare even come into their turf in the area of science because they own it, they know it, and nobody else does, and particularly with cancer. One third of cancer drugs that received accelerated approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, continue to be recommended in clinical guidelines after their confirmatory clinical trials fail to show they work against cancer. That's what the study is really saying here out of the British Medical Journal. And we often find truth in places like this, European sources often. I quote here on the show. This is out of the British Medical Journal. They're saying, essentially admitting, that one-third of all the cancer drugs that are given to cancer patients don't have any science basis at all. The guidelines say, no, there's no confirmation that those drugs work against cancer. And then the question begs to be asked, why are we using those drugs? Why are cancer patients receiving, you know, a third of the time these drugs that don't work, that have never been proven? Well, the researchers say that the clinical guidelines should better align with the results of post-approval trials of cancer drugs that received accelerated approval. The FDA's accelerated approval pathway allows drugs onto the market before their effectiveness has been proven to hasten patients' access to promising new drugs. In other words, they're saying, look, let's get it there. We think it works. We hope it works. And let's just get it into the marketplace to help these poor cancer patients right away. And then we'll figure it out later on. But as part of this approval, ladies and gentlemen, the manufacturer of these drugs conduct what are called post-approval trials. I mean, after the fact, to confirm the clinical benefits, to see if they work, improve survival or quality of life in the case of cancer drugs. If these trials show no benefit, the drug's approval can be withdrawn. However, this post-approval trials process can be delayed for several years, and the FDA has until very recently been shown in taking steps to withdraw the drugs or indication when these drug trials are conducted and fail to demonstrate clinical benefits. So a team of researchers from Canada and the U.S. set out to investigate how the FDA handles cancer drugs that received accelerated approval but had negative post-approval trials, and whether these negative trials changed the treatment guidelines. Well, they researched and searched the FDA database for all cancer drugs granted accelerated approval from the start of the program, which was way back in 1992, until December 2020, and identified 18 indications for 10 cancer drugs that failed to show clinical benefit in these post-approval trials. And of these, the approvals, 61% voluntarily withdrawn, one was revoked, and 33% of these drugs that were rushed into the marketplace to try to help cancer patients, that eventually was determined not to work against cancer or to help cancer patients, remained on the drug's label over an average of 4 years. So here you have these very toxic drugs, and that's part of what cancer therapy is about. Poison the cancer with the hope that the patient survives. That's why they call it poison. You know, cut, burn, and poison. Yet 33% of the drugs remained on the market even after it was disproven for 4 years, giving it to these poor cancer patients. How bad is that? It's sad. We'll get back to that in just a little bit. Stay tuned. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Urban Spice.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals heart drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Show, the largest radio health talk show in America today. Thank you for all of that. We so appreciate you telling other people about this radio show. We know that you also access my website to stay apprised of all the latest, greatest articles on health and wellness. And what we're going to be talking about each week before the show ever airs, there's a preview by Friday's that says what we're going to be talking about here on Sunday and sometimes tape delayed on Saturday in certain markets. It's all there at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor when you log on to the Internet. drbob.com. All the news there I hand select. Now, coming up a little later in the show, I'm going to be playing some excerpts from another radio talk show that broadcasts over Premier Radio Networks associated with iHeartMedia of a couple of individuals who received a phone call during their show from an infectious disease epidemiologist who with a lot of expertise in COVID-19. And he goes on their show to explain to the hosts and their large audience of over 425 radio stations around the country, this whole situation with COVID. And I thought it was valuable information. I thought it was worthy of playing excerpts of that on the show. And I'm going to do that a little bit later, so I want to have you stick with us. If you're just tuning into the program, the last segment I was talking about the fact that in the British Medical Journal, they're reporting that a third of cancer drugs were proven to have no clinical benefit, yet they were continued to be used for an average of 4 years on patients. So this is why, and I know, you know, doctors who specialize in oncology or specialize in cancer, they're highly trained, they're often very dedicated to what they do, and but this information here is so bad when you find it out how these drugs, be as toxic as they are and as ineffective as they are on some patients. I mean, everybody talks about chemotherapy being a poison. I mean, some people benefit by it, there's no question, and certain cancers benefit by it more than others. I remember not long ago watching a TV show, a sitcom series, and the chief doctor, I can't even remember the name of it, and this, my wife was watching it one night, and they had one of the versions of this show talking about the chief resident of this hospital contracting pancreatic cancer. And so they started him on the prototypical medical drugs to poison the cancer. And over the next hours of that show, it showed this doctor getting sicker and sicker and sicker. He couldn't eat. He was vomiting. He was losing weight. He was pale. They had him looking like a ghost. And then two of his colleagues went into the other room, and they were arguing about the fact that he was dying on their treatment. And one of the doctors finally admitted it. Whoever wrote this script finally admitted that. They said, well, you know that the drugs he's on for his pancreatic cancer has about a 3% to 5% chance of helping his cancer and solving his cancer. And they were back and forth yelling at each other and saying, we've got to do something different. Well, in the end, of course, they always live on in the medical sitcoms. It's always the doctor and whatever treatment he gets is always prevailing, not so much in life. And that sort of like said, yeah, cancer is a very mysterious disease, very complicated disease. But here we have such an outrageous thing where we see a third, 33% of drugs that were rushed to market, then proven not to work, that still are in patients' systems and being prescribed for the next 4 years. That's bad enough. That's what they call science. And, of course, you know, science is constantly being touted now with respect to COVID. Everybody has the science. Everybody has conquered the word, and they have the best, and whoever else is talking about it doesn't. Well, science is the pursuit and the application of knowledge and understanding of the natural and social world following a systemic methodology based on evidence. That's really what it's about, is evidence. So, is there a high degree of scientific certainty in modern medicine? That's really what it gets down to. People believe so. They believe that anything that happens in medicine is 100% lock. They have, because what they really rely on is faith, confidence, and belief, not necessarily the fact that it is fraught with errors and fraught with problems, and it's not a true science to begin with. Medicine's not a true science. It is a soft science based on the art of medicine, based on the philosophy of medicine. Yes, with relying on scientific principles, but it doesn't always pan out that way. Why do you think the leading cause of death in America is medical miscare? It's judgments that are based on that supposed science that goes wrong, whether it be a drug that, you know, was given to a patient and they had an adverse side effect, or somebody doing a wrong surgery, or something going wrong with the surgery, or a hospital infection acquired. I mean, there's so many things that can go wrong. Is there a high degree of scientific certainty in modern medicine today? The answer is no, there is not. In America, there is no guarantee that any individual will receive high-quality care for any particular health problem. The healthcare industry is plagued with overutilization of services, underutilization of services, and errors in healthcare practices. Now, it's not me saying that. I just quoted Elizabeth McGlenn, PhD, from RAND Corporation, and her colleagues, other medical doctors and master's degrees in public health. That's what they are saying. Most of us are confident that the quality of our health care is the finest, the most technologically sophisticated and the most scientifically advanced in the world. We believe that the vast majority of what physicians do, doctors do, is backed by solid science. You know, they've got their diagnostic and their treatment decisions. They're reflecting the latest and best research. Their clinical judgments must certainly be well beyond any reasonable doubt, right? Well, to seriously question these assumptions would seem like jaundiced or being cynical, because then you're losing your faith and confidence and belief in the medical system. But we must question them, because these beliefs are based more on faith than facts. Only a fraction of what doctors do is based on solid evidence. We're talking about from grade A, randomized, controlled clinical trials. The rest is based instead on weak or no evidence and on subjective judgments. That's why they call it the practice of medicine. It's an art, folks. It's not pure science, even though everybody in that profession these days, especially as it relates to COVID, seems to be hammering the word science as though it's 100% guaranteed every single time. So choose wisely and perform your due diligence when it comes to medical care of any sort. It's not science. It's soft science at best. We're going to come back. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it, with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel. Newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words and I might teach you. Take my arms and I might reach you.
touch with us always through the web at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, drbob.com. So the question, is there a high degree of scientific certainty in modern medicine? And the answer has to be no. Every indication tells us, no, there is not. How much certainty is there, maybe? Nobody really knows. I've heard it estimated at 20 to 30% of certainty, whereas 80 to 60% is a crapshoot when you go in to get any kind of health care, especially medical care. So just keep that in mind. It's not there to dissuade you from getting it or doing or reacting in any manner. It's just a reality check that you eventually learn. And I know that everybody wants to think that your doctor walks on water and parts can part the sea and do miracles, and many of them do help that process. But the miracle is actually inside of us. We give doctors the credit when we're actually the ones who are doing the healing. And yet we're doing the healing, they get paid, whether they, you know, it works or not. There's something wrong with this system somewhere along the line. Okay, enough said about that. Speaking of science, do you remember when the pandemic, we're going to shift over to COVID now, do you remember when the pandemic started and we were told by our government that we need about 2 weeks? 2 weeks and this will be over. Shelter in place. We got to flatten the curve. Yeah, flatten that curve. We'll be out of this deal. And then, you know, Dr. Anthony Fauci came on, he said, look, masks, nah, they don't work. They may stop a droplet, but they don't work. You know, we went from there with Dr. Fauci to talking about, you know, next was mandatory masks, endlessly, it seems, forever. There's so much misinformation and disinformation that's come out of our government, the CDC, the FDA. They're all complicit in it because nobody knows what they're doing. They're doing things on the run, hoping and wishing for the best. And now where are we? Well, we go from no masks needed and they don't work to this will be over in 2 weeks, just flatten the curve with all the misdirection and misinformation and constant contradictions that we have. Now what do we have after these politicians told us, remember when they told us that we're not going to require, there's going to be no mandatory vaccinations? They told us, and I'm talking about President Joe Biden told us, we shouldn't be using mandatory vaccines. The press secretary, Jan Psaki, no mandatory vaccine. Nancy Pelosi said the same thing. And then Dr. Anthony Fauci, you don't believe me? Listen to this. Cut one, go.
I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
Can we mandate vaccines across the country? No, that's not a role that the federal government, I think, even has the power to make.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do. It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't.
No, definitely not. You don't want to mandate and try and force anyone to take a vaccine. We've never done that. We don't want to be mandating from the federal government to the general population. It would be unenforceable and not appropriate.
So there you go. No mandatory vaccines. Where are we at today, folks? You're not going to be able to get into a restaurant without being forcibly vaccinated against your will if you choose not to. You may not someday be able to get on an airliner unless you have proof positive that you've been vaccinated, even if you don't care to be vaccinated and put drugs into your body that you choose not to have in your body. You had these people telling us there'll be no mandatory vaccines. You heard it right there on tape. President Joe Biden said it himself. No mandatory vaccines. His press secretary, Jen Psaki, said it right there on tape. No mandatory vaccines. You heard the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, underneath her mask. While, of course, she's, you know, with the cameras rolling. It's not so much somewhere else when she's in private getting her hair done or at a dinner of, you know, contributors in Northern California. Different story. But you heard Speaker Nancy Pelosi say, no, there's not going to be any such thing as a mandatory mask policy. You kidding me? We can't do that. We can't make vaccines mandatory. Then you heard from, Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci saying, mandatory vaccines? No way. Can't happen. Shouldn't happen. Won't be able to enforce it. Where are we at today? Do you see how much deception, dishonesty, disinformation, and utter chaos is going on today in our government? And yet, you as a consumer, how many times are you told that you can be your best doctor most of the time, and that if you roll the right way, you can actually prevent these diseases from taking hold of you, whether it be COVID or something else. And if you get it, maybe there's something therapeutically you can do outside of those things that are offered up in the pseudoscience of modern medicine. All right, we're coming right back. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oregano P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oregano P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oregano P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oregano P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oregano P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oregano.com. That's oregano.com. Act now and feel better today with Oregano P73.
Trade your mental and physical exhaustion for real energy with HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy from Terry Naturally. Get an energy boost like never before. Breeze through your day with focus, a clear mind, and yes, energy. HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy from Terry Naturally delivers 7 times more rare noble ginsenosides than conventional ginseng for maximum benefits. It's ultra clean, grown without pesticides. That's the Terry Naturally ginseng difference. Imagine. No more being exhausted by the end of the day. No more feeling like your mental and physical energy doesn't keep up with the demands of life. HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy comes with a complete money-back guarantee. What could you accomplish with more energy in your day? Find out. Get HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy from Terry Naturally. Get HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy at your local health food store or terrynaturallyvitamins.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident? It's time to get the change.
You are
are tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. So glad that you are, and we appreciate you being there. We appreciate you telling everybody you know about this show so they, too, can have the opportunity to hear a completely, perhaps, different messaging related to health care and the health care system and what are the, some of the other things that are going on here. It just seems like there's so much one-way street of information that we're seeing and hearing on the lamestream media. And next hour, you're going to get an opportunity to hear a phone call that was made by a infectious disease epidemiologist who called into a radio show, a nationwide radio show, one of the largest political radio shows, hosted by two individuals, and next hour I'll get more specific. You're going to hear this phone call that came in to their show from this doctor who's trying to explain this COVID situation in a manner which I think you're going to be interested in finding out more about. It was just one of those things I thought, geez, I was driving in my car when I was listening to this. I thought, okay, I'm going to track that excerpt down, and I'm going to provide it for you, the listener, so that you can hear this doctor's perspective and what he thinks as a person who's been working in the COVID arena for 19 months already. He is an infectious disease epidemiologist, and his perspective on what we need to do to get on the other side of this COVID pandemic and how right now it's being mismanaged and there's such disinformation and misinformation and people hurt by what's going on and dying unnecessarily because of the trips and falls that are occurring as a result of our government and their call to action for every man, woman, and child to be vaccinated, and they continue to change the goalposts on the age bracket and everything else, and mandating when they said they wouldn't. It's just getting almost like incredibly beyond frustration. It's so sad. We're going to be talking about that, and I want you to listen next hour to that conversation of that doctor who called in just cold into this radio show. We have excerpts from that. And in between those, I'll try to memorialize what he's saying. He's got a little bit of an accent. I think it's I'm not sure where he's from. Sounds a little bit like a Caribbean accent, but he's articulate. He's very knowledgeable in this arena. You can tell it's his business, and we'll get to that. So don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss that. I'm also going to talk about this Idaho doctor who is reporting 20 times increase in cancer among vaccinated people who took the COVID shot. You don't want to miss that either. If you can't get the next hour of the program, roll over to my website, live streaming audio at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, drbob.com. Then you click on the button, voila. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.